This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You may dial toll-free to join us here, and the number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those, we'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Well, the FBI has done it again, Mark. They have once again decided that the best way to bust child pornography dealers is to become child pornography dealers themselves.
So they did this about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 4 years ago. I think it was March 2015, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
That is from memory. They ran a dark web. That's not any place that the average person wanders in.
Right.
They ran a dark web website called The Playpen.
Which they took over.
Right. It had
they
been
busted.
Right. They didn't create it. It was they busted. They went in and, you know, sort of just took out the leadership and continued to run it for two weeks.
Three weeks.
Yeah. 3 weeks. And for 3 weeks in 2015, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the United States Federal Bureau of Investigations, was the largest distributor of child pornography on the planet.
Yeah, and like countless hundreds of thousands level kind of numbers of porn files, child porn files, images, videos.
I cannot understand this.
Well, because at least
in that circumstance, I suppose you could say they're trying to catch people, but at the same time, if distributing child pornography is damaging to the victims.
That's what they want you to
believe.
That's
what we are told, yeah. Right? Then isn't it damaging? Isn't the FBI then damaging the victims? Why is it okay for them to do that? Not saying I want to distribute child pornography.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. As somebody who pays the paychecks of these people, they seem to spend an inordinate amount of time distributing child pornography.
Even outside of that, you know, just in the looking at, you know, how undercover operations with police have proceeded in other areas, look at the war on drugs,
right,
for instance.
Drugs is the first thing that comes to mind.
Generally, it's considered bad form for an undercover officer to actually sling around crack cocaine. You know, they're supposed to kind of beat around the bush. They can't, you know, actually sell it for whatever reason, because that would be a crime or something. It's looked down upon. I'm not sure if it's a crime when they do it, but they're generally not supposed to do that, as I understand it.
Seems like a bad thing. If drugs are bad, you don't want to just keep dealing drugs to people and hope that you catch some of them.
Right. Generally, if they're doing an undercover drug sting, they claim they want to sell some sort of drug, and then if somebody says, I'm willing to buy that drug, well, you've already got the deal on the table. You don't need to actually sell them the drug. You can bust them right then and there, and that's what they do in a lot of cases.
Could you not run one of these websites and distribute empty files or pictures of, Martha Stewart, or just a picture, you know, just recipes or something instead of child pornography? And then if somebody downloads the file, they have already committed the crime?
I don't know. Is there a conspiracy to commit child pornography crime? It wouldn't surprise me if there were, but ultimately that would just be a conspiracy charge.
Well, downloading...
Because you wouldn't know until you got the file, presumably.
Downloading a file with the intent to download child pornography sounds criminal-ish.
Well, it sounds like something that they would argue is a criminal thing to do, but I don't know if it necessarily is. And further, if they did run a site like you're describing, it wouldn't get anywhere because, well, presumably, word would get around that, hey, there's nothing there. You know, don't go to that site. The reason why they took over the operation of this Playpen site was because it was very popular and there were people using it on a regular basis. But now they've done it again. After all the controversy over the Playpen takeover, where they presided over the distribution of hundreds of thousands, if not more, files.
Into the story, there's one more thing about this, is that at least one of the Playpen cases was dropped because somebody took it to trial and demanded to get some kind of evidence.
They wanted to see the program that the government had used. So when they took over, the FBI took over operation of the site, they planted some sort of code.
Spyware.
Some kind of malware on the site, and it infected, I think it was like 1,000 computers around the world, and they tried to, you know, arrest and prosecute as many of those people as they could. I think they've rounded up, you know, a couple hundred or so. And so one of those people, the one you're referring to, said, all right, well, discovery, rules of discovery, we want to see the code of the program that you put on our client's computer. And the FBI said, no. This is a state secret. We need this code. This is secret. We need to argue for in front of the judge as to why we shouldn't have to turn this over. And basically, after arguing, you know, out of court, right, like in the judge's chambers, the judge ruled that, yeah, FBI, you've got to turn the code over or you got to drop the case. And so
rather than turn over the code, yeah, they drop the case.
Right.
So if we're being protected by the FBI from, you know, these things, then we got bad service? I mean, you know, they made a judgment call that maybe many of us would not. Remember, this is supposed to be a government of the people, right? You know, that's the idea anyway.
Well, I don't think most people would have done what they did in the first place, which is to say take over a massive child porn website and then operate it. Hands-off, basically.
Then we're getting bad customer service out of the FBI.
Well, they've done it again now. According to Forbes.com, the FBI has adopted a new tactic in the war on child pornography, taking over suspects' online identities to infiltrate private groups sharing disturbing illegal content. A search warrant obtained by Forbes documents the unprecedented operation in which a now-convicted pedophile's Instagram and Kick accounts were commandeered by the feds. It raises new questions about how federal agents tackle online investigations into child abuse, but also how major social networks are being exploited by predators. The cop's gateway into the shadowy online world was 23-year-old Daxton Hansen from Salt Lake City's suburb of Roy, Utah. When investigators searched his home and interviewed him, he was startlingly honest, admitting to viewing a cornucopia of child pornography under username KitB10. Hansen, who was later sentenced to 48 months in prison after pleading guilty to possession of child pornography, created and was administrator for multiple private groups.
So this guy was really doing something with, I mean, 48 months. I don't know. I mean, it seems like a little, just a small amount for running groups and stuff. But, you know, maybe.
In these groups, they were trading nude images and videos of, quote, prepubescent boys engaged in various sexual acts, unquote. Then came a gambit for the feds. They presented Hansen, who was only a suspect at the time, with a mundane-sounding FD-1086 form. If he signed it, Hansen would grant investigators control of his accounts on Instagram and Kick, a Canadian-made chat app that's become hugely popular among under-18s and subsequently child predators. Hansen signed them over. From April 12, 2017, through at least November 13th of 2018, so year and a half.
A year and a half.
An undercover FBI agent working at the agency's Salt Lake City office assumed Hansen's online identity on Kick, according to a warrant application filed in November of 2018.
I think it's worth pointing out here that the last time we reported on this with the playpen situation,
yeah,
we were raided by the FBI in conjunction with that investigation within 30 days.
That was about 3 years ago now.
Now, the mall here... The takeover of the mall here, wildlife place. If y'all remember the
Oregon,
the Sovereign Citizens or whatever took over the this park in like Oregon or something, and it was a big deal. They sort of held out there for a month or something, and the FBI, to my mind, was trying to shoot the last three people. And I found it to be unprofessional that they could have done their jobs in different fashions. That also occurred in that period of time. So I don't know. We haven't ever heard anything on this investigation. But
now, 3 years later, they still have 50-plus devices from the studio.
They just took a bunch of our stuff. I always felt it was just sort of a warning. Gentlemen, shut your mouths. But that's not what we do here on Free Talk Live.
No, No, we didn't get into this to keep our mouths shut, that's for sure. And again, they're doing basically the same thing, except instead
this is for over a year.
Yeah, much longer. Instead of taking over a website, they're taking over this person's accounts on these private groups. Yeah, he's one of the people who created wherever these groups are. It's not clear. I didn't know you could have groups on Instagram. Maybe it's a Kick thing.
I don't know anything about it.
I've never used that app, so I have no idea. The toll-free number here, we'll tell you what happened. More about this, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Should the federal government be distributing child pornography in large numbers?
Does that make you feel safe?
In order to supposedly stop child pornography.
Maybe I got it wrong. I'm really curious.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We're sharing an exclusive from Forbes that they, I guess they got this story before anybody else did, about the FBI once again taking over internet accounts. In this case, specifically, I guess Instagram and Kick, social media style accounts, that were operated by a child porn distributor. And so they busted the guy, and then they got him to sign over their accounts, or his accounts, to the FBI. They then apparently ran those accounts for more than a year, like a year and a half, April of 2017 to November of 2018. And we'll tell you more about it coming up here. But, you know, it brings up the big question of, if you think the federal government is supposed to be going after child pornography, should they be distributing child pornography? Because that's what they're doing. They're presiding over accounts that are distributing actual child pornography, or facilitating the distribution of child pornography for, in this case, a year and a half.
Clearly, you know, like, clearly child pornography, bad, right? Like, yucky, disgusting.
Yes. Forcing anybody into, you know, making porn, whether a child or adult, is a detestable thing to do.
Right. It's you know, terrible, you know, human trafficking kind of thing. No doubt about it. But if distribution of it is, and I think from a philosophical standpoint, it's debatable. But whatever, if that's what you think, and I'm fine, I'll agree with you for the sake of this conversation. If the distribution of child pornography victimizes these people again, then did not the government victimize these people over the course of a year and a half? And
it's a solid argument. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Daniel is in Tallahassee, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
All right. Well, I just want to make a quick comment about the child pornography phishing ring.
Yes.
I just say phishing because they're just going out there to see what they can get, right?
That's what it seems like. And in this case, they haven't gotten much of anything.
They haven't gotten anything. They've just distributed, you know, lots and lots of images.
No, they really have. Okay, I just tuned in a minute ago, so I didn't know. But I don't like that personally. I think it's wrong. I just want to say I think it's totally wrong. I feel like they're part of the problem. I think that just perpetuates the problem. If it's a problem, I think it just makes it worse. It just reminds me of when they pretend to be hookers and they stand on the side of the road to see what to see if anybody pulls over to say, "Hey, baby, how much?" You know, and then they slap the cuffs on them. I just feel like that, because they're lying, they look like a, so like for the hooker thing, that's what I equate it to. So like you drive down the road, you see, oh, there's a hooker, but you don't know that it's really a cop in disguise. So really they're making it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you're that's focusing, and you're right, you're not wrong about this. You're focusing on the aspect of the police using deception as part of their job, whether it be to act as though they're a hooker, act as though they're a drug dealer or whatever. They're deceiving a person in order to get them to agree to commit some sort of what they consider to be a criminal act. And I find that to be particularly detestable, that somebody would be paid to be a professional liar. That's their job, is to pretend like they are somebody that they're not in order to deceive people into committing, in most cases, what is an act with no victim. In the case of prostitution, in the case of
a prostitution, in many cases,
nothing even happened.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just dealing with the actual, what they're doing. Like, I'm not saying whether or not it's morally wrong or right. I'm just saying that, I mean, I would say
it's morally wrong to use deception in order to trick somebody into a pair of handcuffs, basically. I find undercover work to be absolutely despicable.
Yeah, I was just talking about whether or not it's wrong or right to prostitute yourself. That's what I meant there. But
I see what you're saying.
They're definitely deceiving. And what I'm saying is, it's like they're just as much wrong to do that as somebody that's actually doing that on their own, just looking at those images or whatever. If they say that's wrong, then they're just as much at fault in my eyes, because they're pretending to be so. And so people are going on there, they see that screen name, and they say, oh, that's just another person that's downloading pedophilia or whatever. That's just another hooker on the side of the road, you know, bringing down our property values. And, you know, I don't like the deception aspect, like you say. Yeah. That's my
totally
yeah, that's
my thing.
So usually, if somebody talks about somebody who sexualizes children, it's not too long before somebody's like, kill them, hang them, burning's too good, right? Like, you know, that comes next.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do when the federal government is the one doing it? How do we handle it? Now we know the crime. What do we do about it?
Forbes wrote a great article. I mean, you can publicize it.
Right, you can publicize it. I mean, yeah, you march on Quantico? That's not going to do anything.
I would I would say, Daniel, in this particular case, with the feds actually committing the act that they want to arrest people for, that would be tantamount to the undercover prostitutes, or rather undercover, the reverse in prostitution, where the police are the Johns, where they're the ones seeking the prostitutes to bust the prostitutes. In that case, there are situations where cops have absolutely, as department, you know, with the department looking the other way or either as policy, had sex with women before arresting them. So that would be sort of the thing here, right?
Wow.
Like, you're not, as a cop,
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think it was Hawaii. Yeah, it was Hawaii, where that's like apparently legal. And I don't know if they've changed the law recently, but
they
ought to. It happened.
Wow, I wonder if anybody's buying for that job.
Thanks, Daniel, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So this time they took over apparently a Kick and Instagram account that was owned by a child porn distributor. He was allegedly in a number of groups. And apparently, okay, it does say here they're Kick chat rooms. So I was going to say, I didn't think Instagram had a group function. Anyway, Kick chat rooms. Rather than shutting down those chat rooms after they took them over, with names like Boy Porn Lovers, P-O-O-R-N, and Gay Perv Young, the agent watched over a mass of child abuse material distributed over Kick for a year and a half.
Yeah, that's got to do something to your brain to be able to see all that stuff over and over again.
Oh, there's another crazy story about the Facebook content moderators that came out within the last month. I don't remember the site that facilitated that story, but it was just like the amount of stuff those people have to look at is pretty horrifying.
Yeah.
As of today, the FBI's Kick sting marks the first publicly documented case in which the U.S. government took over the social media of a child pornography suspect. In doing so, the agents let child abuse material spread for months after they'd identified it. Thus far, the government has little to show for it. No subsequent prosecutions based on the protracted sting have yet emerged. The warrant also doesn't disclose whether the agent distributed illegal content or simply tracked others' activities. So if they're not saying, what does that suggest actually happened?
Well, if you're admin on the site, I think you're a distributor.
There's more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Further, there's no indication as to when the chat rooms were shut down, if they ever were. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The FBI and DOJ declined to comment. We'll tell you more about this case.
Working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Coming up here in moments, you can join us on Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two small tornadoes touched down briefly in Arkansas nearly a week after 23 people were killed in Alabama. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says it's important to be prepared for twisters.
If there are tornado watches issued at any point throughout the day, please make sure you have your safe plan in place. If you live in a mobile home, get out. You are safer in your car than you are in a mobile home. If you live in a mobile home, make plans ahead of time, say perhaps with a friend that you can go stay with who lives in a non-mobile home. If that's not an option, an easy solution, head to your closest library.
Up to a foot of snow is possible in the upper Midwest and northern plains, along with blizzard conditions. Daylight savings time is upon us once again. Most Americans will spring forward, turning their clocks ahead 1 hour at 1 a.m. Arizona and Hawaii are states that opt out. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We do have Twitch, and that is a video streaming service that we did an after show on last night, which was Twitch only, so you can check that out on our videos tab or whatever over on Twitch. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our Twitch channel, and you can follow us there. And if you've got Amazon Prime, you can use your Amazon Prime free Twitch subscription and throw that over onto the LRN channel, and then that helps us out a little bit. It's basically a couple bucks that they send to us rather than keeping it for themselves. So you can help us out. If you're a Twitch or an Amazon Prime member, there's instructions just below our video window at twitch.lrn.fm on how to link up your accounts, and you can send us over that subscription. Unfortunately, you have to do it manually every single month, so there's no set it and forget it, which would be really nice if there were. But anyway, that's something you can do for us, and you can follow us there easily over at twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want, but I do want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and even show you where you can spend your Bitcoin, like saveitpurse.com. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Plus, if you need to get the basics on Bitcoin, there's no better place than Bitcoin.com. Easy to remember. Bitcoin.com. Ian and Mark here as we continue a little bit more about the story where the FBI busted a child porn suspect who apparently just admitted to having it and watching it and such, and he then signed a form that allowed the FBI to take over his Instagram and Kick accounts.
I hope he uses those 4 years in prison to do some kind of therapy on himself and break whatever bad habits that he had developed at some point, and I'm sure that it was relieving to get all that stuff off of his shoulders when he talked to the FBI. However, when he turned over his stuff
his
to
logins.
The FBI, his logins and that sort of thing to the FBI, they worked, he was an admin on these sites, mm-hmm. and they, which basically made
chat
him,
rooms, yeah. not sites, well, chat rooms.
Okay, these chat rooms. He sees the images going by. He has control to some extent what's mm-hmm. going on. He can kick people out and that kind of thing. The FBI took over his stuff and just continued to run the site for a year and a half. And at this point, doesn't have any arrests?
No, not a single prosecution at all has resulted from this, at least that's been on the record so far, according to Forbes, who got the exclusive on the story. And they're not even sure, according to the Warren, whether or not the chat rooms have even been shut down at this point. The commandeered account is no longer available on Kick, though the company said it's never been notified by law enforcement of any undercover operation. The case reintroduces tough questions over the merits of allowing harmful web behavior in order to catch criminals committing the same wrongs on a larger scale. Those questions came to the fore with the capture and maintenance of the dark web child pornography site Playpen 4 years ago. And it's a situation likely to become more familiar as criminals manipulate lightly policed internet platforms whose users range in the billions. Last month, YouTube was forced to purge 400 channels after a YouTuber showed that predators were timestamping and commenting on videos in which children were in, quote, sexually implicit positions, unquote. Links to actual child porn were placed in the comments of those videos as well. Major advertisers whose ads were shown alongside those videos swiftly ditched YouTube. The Google-owned streaming site said it was deeply concerned about the issue.
In this case, of the YouTube ones, it's basically just people's home movies
right.
online, and then weirdos perving on their kids.
Right. So, here's a tip. Don't put your videos of your kids in a public place if you don't want weirdos to find them. You know, if you want to share a video with grandma, you can upload it as unlisted on YouTube, and then just give grandma the unlisted URL, and then only the people to whom she shares that URL will likely ever see it. So there are ways to, you know, not show the world, you know, your kids in the pool or bathtub or whatever it is that you're showing them.
Right.
Right. The Google-owned streaming site said they were deeply concerned about the issue and last week banned all comments on videos containing children. The sting operation.
All right.
Seems a little excessive.
Well, what are the points?
Comments suck.
YouTube's comments suck the most, though. I mean, this is a cesspool. YouTube comments are terrible.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. There's more on the story about what happened in Utah with the feds taking over child porn accounts. Let's go first, though, to Tim in South Carolina. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey.
I got to say, I disagree with you completely. I mean, at the end of the day, we can all agree that pedophilia is absolutely immoral. But beyond that, it's against the law. So engaging in it is against the law. How do you combat that?
Is it against the law when they do it, though?
Well, it's against the law for an individual to do it. Now, for law enforcement to combat it, it has to have some tactics that can allow them to be able to gather evidence and find perpetrators that are engaging in illegal activity. If you just shut down one website, they pop up 10. I mean, so at the end of the day,
it's kind of how the drug war goes, huh?
Well, look, it's the same thing for prostitution. I mean, you know, you can argue the merits of whether it's moral or immoral, but at this point it's illegal. So if you're engaging in that activity, and we all know that it has some inherent problems
Well, the only problems are that it's illegal. The only problem with prostitution is that it's illegal,
right,
because otherwise it would be a respected industry.
Like, for example, an undercover operation that's going after the mafia. Now, in that process, they have to go undercover. Or in a drug deal, they had to go undercover, create a legend.
Do you think they should be able to sell the drugs that they intend to bust people for?
I think that at the end of the day, they're put in very difficult places.
That didn't answer my question.
Well, wait a second.
No, look, I'm not in a court of law here. I'm giving you my. You asked.
I'm asking you for your opinion. Should they be able to sell the very drugs that they're then going to turn around and arrest you for?
Okay, if you want to give me a second to respond, I'm happy to respond.
Please.
Okay. So at the end of the day, I don't think that selling the drug is a good way. But obviously, a drug deal happens when somebody puts themselves out to sell that product, and somebody about to buy them, and at that moment, that's when they catch the guy.
Well, that makes sense. But at that point,
that's how a drug dealer is busted, is through the process of
that makes some sense. But the cops aren't putting drugs on the street.
He's not listening. He's talking, Mark.
Yeah, but the cops aren't putting drugs on the street. Let's step back for a second. Does the distribution of child pornography create a victim?
The drug.
No, wait. I'm asking a different question. Just a second.
I'm listening. I'm listening exactly to what you just said.
Does the distribution of child pornography create a victim?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
It does. Administering and allowing the opportunity to gather evidence and find perpetrators, the only way that you can do that in any logical way
is to be a perpetrator?
You're not a perpetrator. You're in the process of gathering evidence. You're finding those that are in the process. You're finding those.
Okay. Hold on. If I ran a ring of people who run around punching people in the face, I clearly have victims. If the police then take over the ring and run around and punch people in the faces, they're creating victims. You said the distribution of child pornography creates a victim. I'm asking you, is the FBI creating victims?
If an undercover officer is taking down a drug dealer or taking down a mafia mob, and there are crimes that are happening in his presence during that time, does that mean that he's the one that's doing something illegal? No. He's in the process of taking somebody down. It takes time for somebody
So if that's the case, how many people need to be busted for every 100,000 images and videos that the FBI facilitates?
Hey, man, as many people as we can take off of the street. The pedophiles are a bunch of scumbags.
Dude, you're employing the Federal Bureau of Investigations to distribute child pornography and making excuses for it.
And so far in this investigation, they haven't arrested anybody. And it's been a year and a half of distributing child pornography. So there's your investigation.
Bizarre.
It's a bunch of crap. Thanks for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump into our Discord server. It's open 24/7. You go to discord.lrn.fm, and you will find listeners in there basically around the clock. I mean, there are some times where there's a few hours where people don't say anything, but generally, you know, any old random time, there's going to be people in there over at discord.lrn.fm. There are also other rooms besides the on-air now rooms, kind of the main room. There's other ones like cryptocurrency and gaming, other discussions. There's a place for memes. There's a place to drop in news stories, show prep, stuff you want us to talk about on the air. I get a lot of good show prep out of that show prep room. I'd say I get even better show prep out of that than I do from the Free Talk Live website, which allows you to submit show prep as well. So thank you to everybody who participates there. And if you haven't jumped in there yet, go check it out. It's free. And there is a web version of the app over at discord.lrn.fm. But I recommend downloading the actual Discord app and then connecting that way. All right, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. More on the FBI undercover operation. We just had a guy on the... Go ahead.
Yeah, the guy on the line, basically, this was his question. I don't think he could have formulated it better, but it's hard to be on the radio. How does law enforcement go about enforcing these laws and trying to prevent the distribution of child pornography? I mean, that's kind of what he was asking is well, this is what they got to do because... They got to try, and this is the way they do it. So they distribute a whole bunch of child pornography over the course of a year and a half. They arrest no one, but at least they're experimenting in how to, I don't know, catch people or something, is the idea. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I think that there's an interesting question. The interesting question would be, and I don't know anything about computers.
Step one.
Why can't they figure out who's going and downloading?
I know a thing or two about computers. Yes, and if I were the FBI in this case, and some child porn guy that they busted gave them access, which is what happened to his Kick and Instagram accounts, and then you log in and you find these, you know, pervert chat rooms with child porn being distributed, then the FBI, all they'd have to do is go to Kick or Instagram or whatever and say, yeah, we're going to need the IP addresses for all these participants, because you know these guys aren't using their real names, right? But they're probably, many of them are probably not smart enough to use like Tor or something like that. I don't even know if you can use these systems over Tor. I guess if you had Tor on your router or something like that.
You can certainly use a VPN.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's not the same thing as Tor. But,
no.
Yeah.
But Tor has a... No, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Tor's the anonymizing, it's one of the anonymizing systems. But anyway, there are going to be some of them who are, you know, don't know what they're doing, and they're going to just be logged in their normal accounts or whatever on their phone, and you just get the IP addresses and then go have your search warrant issued for those people. But Kik said they didn't get a single, they didn't have a single contact from the FBI about any kind of undercover operation. So the FBI was just letting those rooms run for a year and a half. And collecting whatever information they're collecting, I can't imagine, you know, what you're going to right. get out of a room like that besides child porn distributed by people with anonymous usernames.
I would think you could let a room like that continue on for a while and then just go pick off, cherry pick the ones that you consider to be the greatest perpetrators or something.
You could.
I mean, if they're going to do this, you could, in the course of a year and a half, you can figure out who's the movers and the shakers in these things rather than just the lurkers or whatever it is they do. And you can go in and pick one or two of them off every month, and it's just
and
like
they'd
they're
be so
getting,
quiet, yeah, because nobody would.
You wouldn't necessarily would know. Even know how it happened because.
They would just go away, and nobody would think anything of it.
Right. You get a word, you get a search warrant based on this. You go in, you search the house, you find the stuff. There you go. What
right.
do you want?
If that person gets arrested and disappears from the chat room, it means nothing to the rest of the chatters, right? Oh, you know, anonymous person has left the room.
Right.
So, there's all these questions as to why they did things the way that they do them, and of course they're not commenting. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start out with Gilbert calling from the internet. Gilbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gilbert from the internet.
Yes, I wanted to expose how the FBI is really not looking into the real pedophiles, the real people that are pushing this stuff, because if you do, then you must be a racist for some reason. They've convinced us they're so powerful that you can't even touch them. And,
what does racism
and the book
have
that
to do
they
with
have
this?
Called, because you can't, if you touch the if you tell them that they're pedophiles, that because they believe in the Talmud, which the Talmud says you can have sex with 3-year-old babies.
It's the Jews. And,
so this
and
person
I
is claiming
it,
that Jewish people are pedophiles. That's pretty messed
no,
up.
No, I didn't say the Jewish people. No,
what
I
are
didn't
you
say
saying?
The Jewish people.
What's the racist thing?
I'm saying
talking
anybody
about
who believes in the Talmud, you could believe in it. Are you Jew? Does that these
isn't
people
the
are
the holy
Chinese
Jewish
people
book
that believe
is
in the Talmud?
Them.
Yeah, but there's also a Christian Jewish book, and I believe in that one. And I believe in those
wasn't
Jews.
Sarah
I believe in Jesus Christ's disciples.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sarah was below the age of consent when what we would consider the age of consent.
So was Mary.
Yeah, Mary was very young when God.
Yeah, but the Talmud clearly says you can have sex with a 3-year-old, and I've bet $10,000 on the radio to anybody who proves to me that I'm wrong. And it also it
you
it
seem
also
really
says
obsessed
that
with
Jesus.
This. What's up with that?
Why is it the Talmud that you're so upset with?
Because right now, for example, I'm neither Republican or Democrat.
Okay.
But the thing is that, and I don't agree with anything Ilhan Omar says or does, but except for this one issue that she exposes AIPAC that they give too much money to the government,
so it's
and
it's
a foreign
it's like
government.
All
pardon?
The Jews, right?
No, it's not the Jews. Of course not. I love
what
the
is
Jews.
It?
Jesus Christ, his disciples. Pardon me?
What is it then?
It's the Talmud and that belief system.
And
just like
and
I like
what are you saying? The FBI
should invest. I have yet to meet a Jew that believes that sex with 3-year-olds is acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, these are old,
ridiculous,
ancient, stupid books, right? And all of them are.
Yeah, what do you want the FBI to do exactly about the Talmud?
Well, just look at this. For example, the Talmud goes with the Kabbalah, and all of these Talmud and Kabbalah believers, like Aleister Crowley, for example, he puts that in his books. Yeah,
what do you want the FBI to do?
Well, look into these people. Why are they allowing these people to fund our government through AIPAC?
Aleister Crowley, you can't look into unless you just pull up a Sepultura and break it open.
But
all right. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Gilbert. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, it's nice when people can answer a question, but we haven't had any calls like that so far here.
Well, we
the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, if he'd said... instead of the FBI doing this, they should investigate their own bosses. Now he would have been on to something, right? Like with the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation. I don't know if you've been following that at all.
I've been paying a bit of attention.
Yeah, so this is the very politically connected guy.
This is the guy, what, Lolita something?
He had a plane that was allegedly called Lolita Express.
Lolita Express, yes.
He has his own island in the Caribbean, private island, and has been accused and... There's a mountain of evidence.
Yeah, mountain of evidence.
Essentially, he took a guilty plea on some lesser charges for this and got off essentially scot-free with no real jail time for ostensibly molesting young girls, maybe teenage, young teen girls on this island and this airplane and so on. And there's still something working its way through the courts on that. There's a very detailed story that the Miami Herald did. It's on their website right now.
And this is Trump's next-door neighbor?
They allege that he's a neighbor. I'm not sure if that's next door.
Next door, okay.
But you know, it sounds like they live close by to one another. Ostensibly, Trump's been on the plane as well,
and
at some point.
Bill Clinton at some
point.
Clinton
has definitely been on the plane.
Right.
This guy, you know, hobnobs it with a bunch of the big names out there.
Now, I mean, I've been on a private jet once, and I don't know what that private jet's been used for, so I don't think that being on the plane is necessarily an indictment of anything.
No, it's not, and no one has alleged that Trump, you know, raped them or anything like that.
Right, so. Well, I mean, no, there have been people that have alleged that, but not any young ladies. Yeah.
Right, they have in association with Jeffrey Epstein, they have not alleged
that. So, I think it's interesting and should be looked into because it doesn't surprise me.
But no one wants to look into it. And that's what
into rich people's proclivities.
Well, when you not only rich people, but very politically connected rich people.
Oh, sure.
The Miami Herald article, it's broken up into three parts. It's really exhaustive. I mean, really exhaustive. Interesting, very detailed reporting. You know, some information coming out for the very first time. And when you read this story about Epstein, it's clear that these prosecutors who were going after him were neutered somehow. Like, they were continuing to, I'm putting quotes around, prosecute him, but basically dropping every ball they could possibly drop, including allowing him to just take this ridiculous plea deal. And it was just this, I mean, from the perspective of what has happened to other people who've been accused of similar so-called crimes, he got nothing compared to what everybody else gets. I mean, he basically got a slap on the hand for what would put other people in prison for 5, 10, maybe even, you know, more years. And he didn't just do this once. He was accused of doing it to multiple people. So, I mean, it's just fascinating stuff. So, yeah, if that was what our caller had said, I'd been like, yeah, the FBI should investigate that. But they're not. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That whole case, the government
should another policing agency be investigating the FBI over the distribution of child pornography in this case?
Good question. If so, who would that be?
Yeah, who watches the watchers?
Yeah, 855-450-FREE.
The answer.
There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.